So time is how the sensuous experiences states unfolding. And when we're caught in sensuous modes of thought, time becomes the pressing thing, and we miss the states that are unfolding. We miss seeing the state that is unfolding. So time presents an opportunity to see what's present so far as the quality of what's arising within is concerned. But to be caught up in time is to be caught up in sensuous things. Or that's one aspect of it as far as I can see. And what this work does is that it brings the external, brings us into a different relationship to it. So time is provided as an opportunity to see states and have space to work with those. And I think time becomes pressing when we lose sight of the purpose for being here, which is not to straighten everything out in a given time, but to be able to see our spiritual life unfold in front of us. So the external of life provides the basis for which our states can become manifest to us and something can actually be worked with. And really that's what we're asked to do. So the idea that we are being called to what is higher means that those lower things need to be put off, and by putting them off, pushed to the exterior rather than being at the center. That's kind of how I read that, so that they aren't the things that are given value and importance other than being able to serve what is higher. Because at the very end, in the second part of the reading, which we didn't touch on, was this idea of the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, but it also had the Jebusite and the Hivite, which represents lower things, but they represent idolatrous things. But idolatry just is externals without an internal, but something of good and truth there. So even our own states of idolatry can be made to serve what is more interior. So the carriers of water and the hewers of wood idea is captured there. And that, to me, kind of speaks to this idea of like time and its relationship to us. Time can become something that is demanding and stressful. It can also be something that we give a lot more value to than it deserves. So it can be something that falls into this realm of idolatry. Because when the internal is removed, or the idea of state is removed from time, and we get caught up in time, that's a state of idolatry, a form of it anyway.